This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
I guess I'm going to think about Nancy Pelosi now every time I hear the Gracie Abrams song. I guess she was at our own Nancy Pelosi was at Outside Lands, rocking out, knew every word to all the Gracie Abrams songs. That's so true. Such a good song. I love it. It's Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Good vibes and variety. And of course, we have Disneyland tickets. Here's the deal. From 7:05 in the morning, on the fives every hour until 6:05 at night. That's once an hour for those of you who aren't good at math.
Not with Mason, right?
No, every hour.
Oh, with Mason.
Yes,
Mason. Then not with Jane.
No, with Jane, yeah.
With all the radio show hosts on Alice
every
up to 6:05.
Yep. 7:05 in the morning, all the hours in between, 6:05 at night.
Oh, man.
So many chances to win. It's exceedingly excellent. So the deal is, we're going to give you a code word here, and you're going to text it to our contest line, which is 20357. Here we go. You want Disneyland tickets? Take the word GIFT, G-I-F-T, and text it to our contest line, 20357. You'll be entered to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort, and you'll qualify for the grand prize vacation, including a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-party tickets. And a 2-night hotel stay at one of the Disneyland Resort hotels. You want that Grand Californian, man. I love that hotel.
So great, because you're right there.
Stuff. Everything there is great. Every single thing.
Just being near Disney is much more awesome than being one street over.
That was a hot ticket.
So we have a big deal for you. GIFT is this hour's code word.
When you paused on the code word, of course, because we're conditioned to game around here, I had a guess go through my head.
Was it churro?
No, I was going to guess your mom.
Oh.
But it turns out that's not
it's not your mom.
Appropriate or...
This hour's code word is GIFT.
Right.
Take this GIFT and text it to 20357. I'll have a new code word for you next hour.
Stum, I know, but
I'm
still very much that my daughter's taken up the your mom thing, and I've had a real laugh or two, like
your mom.
A hard laugh at, oh my gosh, the your mom joke lives on.
Oh, it's great.
Amazing.
I really wish that Isla had started her podcast years ago.
Yeah, there's just not enough time. I want to do that with her. Mm-hmm. We have fun when we've done it, but there's not enough time in any day for all the things that I'd like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
No, it's
sometime
true.
Soon, but not today.
Because I would love to be introduced to all of Evie's dolls. She could be a guest on the show. And yeah. My guest today is my American Girl doll. Does she have one of those?
They're everywhere. Oh, what are you talking about? Yeah. Yes.
Then you could do the voice of the doll. Hey, it's nice to be on the show today. Petey, you're my favorite. Then Isla could be like, can we do something like serious and a little bit more grown up?
Hopefully soon. That's something I'll have.
That'd be so funny. I'd love that.
It's funny, though. I did talk to my agent about what if I, and he said, we need to know, like, that'll be the company's. You're a contracted employee. You might very well be handing over that podcast.
Just be like, I'm just a guest. Just a guest on Isla's podcast.
It's like, oh my God, what?
Well, look, it's nice to have a plan for retirement, too. Like, you know, maybe a podcast. Do that. People are putting that right on their resume. Yeah, oh, I'm a podcaster. Oh, okay.
Well, just so you know, I pumped the brakes on that after hearing some little nuggets of info. I went, I'll wait on that.
Yeah. Okay, listen, you guys. Taylor. It's all Taylor Swift all the time right now. She has announced a new album, Life of a Showgirl. She is on her boyfriend's podcast with his brother. That's Travis and Jason Kelce. They do a podcast called New Heights, which I'm sure was successful before he started dating Taylor Swift. But now they probably have kajillions. And after today, at 4 o'clock, we're going to get the whole thing tomorrow on the show. Don't just keep it on Alice. We'll find all the good parts and we'll play them for you tomorrow. But we did get a teaser. This is a tiny little teaser. They were talking about, is this Good Morning America?
Yeah.
Okay, so they played a very small clip of Taylor's appearance on the Travis and Jason podcast. Here's the taste.
Our guest today is a singer, songwriter, and producer and director from Nashville, Tennessee. She is from Reading, Pennsylvania.
So Tay Tay, welcome to New Heights.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on my favorite podcast. As we all know, you know, you guys have a lot of male sports fans that listen to your podcast.
Yeah.
And I think we all know that if there's one thing that male sports fans want to see in their spaces and on their screens, it's more of me.
Gaw, gaw, gaw.
Good one.
It is a good one.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this podcast today.
Me
think
too.
It's going to be really cute and fun.
Well, I am looking forward to just really hearing them interact. Like, you see them out.
He just called her Tay-Tay.
Tay-Tay.
Mm. Did you hear that? Or am I hearing things?
No.
Didn't he call her that?
I think you're right.
Let me hear
play that again.
Our guest today is a singer, songwriter, and producer and director from Nashville, Tennessee. She is from Reading, Pennsylvania.
Tay Tay, welcome to New Heights.
Tay Tay, welcome
Thanks
to New Heights.
My favorite podcast.
So, because that guy wasn't yelling, am I supposed to assume that was Travis?
No, that was Jason.
No, the yelling guy, Jason. And then when you heard Tay Tay, welcome, was that Jason's second voice?
That is Jason. That is Jason.
No,
Jason at the front, and then Travis is the one.
Travis says Tay Tay.
Oh, he called her Tay Tay. Okay,
you can barely hear him.
I mean, it's
yelling.
It's a sports show. All sports shows are really loud.
Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you a couple things about last night's game. Now, first of all, they made a lot of mistakes.
Secondly, what do you mean?
Get that ball over the line, man.
They
Come
didn't
on.
Make any mistakes. You're wrong.
I'm right.
No, you're not.
I am.
No.
Oh, it just seems exhausting.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, try going to the bathroom with those guys in the building because they
I can
do
hear
that show
their whole conversation.
In the bathroom while you're going number one.
Hey, what'd you think about that game last night? I was asleep.
It was a great game. Should have been awake for it.
Should have been what?
Awake.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I think that was cute that the Tay-Tay. We have a Taylor in our life. It's one of my daughter's friends, and we call her Tay-Tay.
Yeah.
But
we call our Taylor Tay-Tay as well.
Oh, you do? You have one as well. Okay, yeah.
And her sister's name is Shay-Shay.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. And their brother's name is Gray-Gray. I don't know if they did that on purpose. All right. So tomorrow we'll have that whole thing all clipped up for you.
Sounds great.
To hear everything that Taylor had to say.
That will sure. be cool to see them interact. Like, you made a good point. We've seen pictures. We've seen them walking in and out of New York City
restaurants. Seen them kissing on the field.
Yeah, but we haven't seen what their banter's like. That's such a privilege. Wow. I'm so excited now.
Oh.
I hadn't even really thought about it like that.
Yeah, I've never heard them have a conversation other than like, oh my God, you're so good. Thanks so much. I know I caught the ball real good.
I was like,
wow, that is what dreams are made of right there. Anyway, I'm sure it'll work.
I caught the ball real good.
I knew what to do. I took it and ran the right direction and everything.
You're real good at that.
Oh my God, that was excellent. You're like a hero. I think this is interesting. I'm not a huge Kevin Hart fan. And one of the reasons is that I saw him on a poker, like one of those... you know, I guess maybe it was a celebrity poker thing or it was just whatever those high stakes. There's so many poker shows on now. My friend Village was over and he watches poker. Like he's always like, hey, you going to put some poker on over there? I'm like, all right.
Christina does too.
Oh, she'll sit and watch poker.
She will watch. She loves cards and she loves to gamble.
God, that's one of the things I really lament about how far away you live.
She loves it. She would absolutely.
I'll give her a seat. If she wants to come up, she could spend the night. She wouldn't have to drive all the way back home. And Christina, I would, you know who plays poker? Me and Danielle and then a bunch of dudes. But I just, when I'm sitting down and I'm playing cards, I am playing cards. Like, I can't stand when I'm like, can you please go? Like, I'm sitting here waiting to kick your ass, and you're just, you know, blah-de-blah-de-blah, some stupid story. Sorry, Miriam, but you know it's true. And then I'm like, I got money on the line here. Come on. So I would love to have Christina come up. And
well, she's into it. So
and
she
then
definitely
we'll jam. She'll love that.
She absolutely watches it, and she loves it. And I don't see it at all.
Yeah, right, the watching the poker?
The poker television, it couldn't be more dumb.
I'll watch some of it. Sometimes it's kind of exciting, especially when it's really that high stakes stuff, when people are just all in on...
I know, but you hear them, they are making banter.
Yes.
And
oh,
it's
right.
not entertaining, and maybe that's what turned you off to Kevin Hart, to the point of the story.
Yes, yeah, so Kevin Hart, that's when I started to go like, I just don't like him. I didn't like his attitude. He was sort of just... constant, not funny jokes, and like at the expense of other people at the table. Like it was not, it just wasn't attractive.
My feeling about Kevin Hart is that I do think he can be funny.
Very.
And I've seen him be very funny. Like many people, and this happened to, is it Will Ferrell? Like a lot of the people, when they get red hot and they're just on booking every single thing, of course you don't have time to come up with new material for every one of these appearances. It works against you to some extent, I think, because now they're like, very funny, man. And he's on his 17th appearance this week going, oh my God, I do not want to do this.
Right.
You can feel it.
Yeah.
So I think that he hurt himself as he was just being spread way too thin.
Remember, for a while there, right up until he had that accident in that car, he was pretty thickly spread, like... there he is again.
But I would say that
he is funny, and I've seen stuff where I was like, oh my God, I'm rolling on the floor laughing.
I had no idea that Jumanji was that good. Like, it's so funny. I really enjoyed that. It's not the
first
one
or the second one?
No, the first one is with Robin Williams, right? We've all seen that. The
so
next
this more
one
recent one.
Is the next two or they may have even done three of them. But it's these young people who end up getting sucked into the game and their characters come out different than they get sucked in. And so this little kid comes out as The Rock.
Ah.
And this huge football player comes out as Kevin Hart.
Oh, that's funny.
And so there's quite a bit of, and then a woman. Woman.
Woman.
Comes out as a man.
Oh.
And so she can't wait to go to the restroom.
Yeah, I'm going to go in the restroom real quick.
It's the whole thing. It's very funny.
There's three movies, and my favorite, Karen Gillan's in it, and those two. I love her. She's
who's she?
Why do I know that name?
Karen Gillan. She was in the Marvel Avenger movies.
Oh, nope, I don't know her.
No, she's the one that plays. She's the sister. She's the cyborg.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah.
I love her. She's Gamora's sister.
And she did a show that was only on for one season called Selfie.
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh. Awesome show. It was just the title, I think, threw everybody off because it was kind of a dumb title, but
what's it on?
Really good. You know, I don't know where you can stream it now. It's hard to find. It's definitely one of
those. Yeah, I'm glad you told me who she is because I really like that character.
She's
and
cute
I,
and
I
funny.
Just, right.
She's great. She was on Doctor Who for a long time as well.
Yeah, I'm looking at all her stuff. But yeah, she's in Jumanji and she's good.
So Kevin Hart
mm-hmm.
is teaming up with Netflix because who isn't these days? They're a company that still has plenty of money. They just threw more money at the Royals, at Meghan Markle, whose show, by the way, that show where it was like with Love, Meghan or whatever, Prince Harry's wife, that show was a dud. And they say it averaged maybe 5 million views. And some of their other stuff is, it's, you know, like you look at Squid Games, probably top of the heap, or Bridgerton or something like that, where they're just like in the billions of hours. And she just got, the show they put it together, they just renewed it for a second season, has no viewers.
I think they filmed both seasons.
Oh, and so they have to do it?
So they already have it.
They do say, though, that, well, in the particular story, and we're, again, getting off topic, surprise, it's the Sarah and Vinny Show. Thank you for joining us. She was trying to sell it like she was a Martha Stewart, that she was an expert in the first season. And they say this time she's really taken a backseat to people who are coming in and trying to teach her stuff.
Oh.
So I actually don't know if they, maybe they were filming and putting it out as it was going. And then they went, we need to change the timbre of this. This is a little bit, people aren't buying
it. Yeah, but
that.
Wouldn't they have already signed her to a 2-year, like she got a new deal?
She got it. Let me just skip over to this story.
What the?
Hold on. It's from last hour. Here it is. Netflix's With Love, Meghan season 2 is coming up. Harry and Meghan have signed a new multi-year Netflix deal. This is not like that. They got a $100 million deal from Netflix. This is not part of this. So I guess that's already done and congratulations on your $100 million. This, they're describing this as, it doesn't sound like the same kind of thing, a multi-year first look deal, which would give Netflix a first option on proposals from Prince Harry and Meghan's Archwell production company. It's a much looser arrangement than their first deal. But because I guess she's affiliated and they gave them $100 million, they were like, here's some more money. Anything that you guys come up with, we get to opt. We get the first shot at it.
And they didn't share a dollar amount?
No.
I'm guessing it's not very big.
No, I'm with you. But the, you know, they don't want to cut ties. Who knows when maybe they come up with some hit show or Harry's like, I'm going to sit down and, you know,
I think
play F, Mary, Kill all day.
That would be fun.
I know. I like it.
Kiss, Mary, Kill.
I really think their issue is their team. They everything they make is just a little bit off. It's just not quite hitting the zeitgeist. She's not quite coming off the right way.
I agree with that.
So I don't think Netflix is going to be picking up very many of the ideas. If they have the same people
right,
working
probably not. And I guess at that point, they're free to bring it somewhere else. They just have a, you know, an option on it. So anyway, back to Netflix and Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart is teaming up with Netflix. It is a competition series where they're looking for the next big stand-up comedian. So Kevin Hart will be joined by a group of comics who have not been announced yet. In fact, if you think you're funny, they're casting right now. And let me see what the link.
It's funny they did this already. It was called Last Comic Standing.
Yeah, no, this is Kevin Hart's take on this, so it's going to be way funny.
Oh, okay.
I actually, to me, Last Comic Standing did seem like actual comics, though, like people who were. And I don't know if these people are out there slaving away, going and, you know, doing nights and trying to get any mic they can, or if these are complete newbies. I have no idea. In fact, it's not cast yet, so I don't know. It looks like it's castitreach.com. 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 So if you think you're funny, you know, I always told my brother, like, you should try to be a comedian. You're hilarious. So Kevin Hart is going to be joined by a group
Which
of comics.
Which brother is this?
My brother John. Oh, my God.
The one I met.
Yes.
The one that...
He's not. He's Fish. Never funny when he comes on the air. Ever.
Oh, okay.
Never. But
well,
in real
it's
life,
funny the catch
you,
and release video he made. The
I
one
know,
where
right.
the fish is the fish dead lives. And he lets it go.
No, the fish lived.
Right.
It was just shocked.
Sure.
By having been caught.
Uh huh.
So, Kevin Hart It's a competition series where he'll be joined by a group of comics to be announced. Maybe it's you listening right now. Netflix says the contestants will all, quote, face rigorous tests that mirror the real life journey of a comedian, from brutal open mics to bombed sets and rewrites to the pressure of big stage performances. The competition will give viewers an unvarnished look at comedy's darkest corners. Oh, so they're all going to be sitting around doing coke at 3 a.m. afterward. Thank you. And brightest spotlights with challenges inspired by some of the comics' actual career trajectories, they say here. So I guess they'll base some of it on what they've already done and what they can do. Show doesn't have a title yet. It's an 8-episode buy-in, and it's set to come out sometime next year. They're casting right now. Again, it's castitreach.com. So there you go. All right. We don't have a lot of time left, and I wanted to play some Kiss, Marry, Kill.
Ah. Ready? Right.
Here's your first three, boys and girls. Sydney Sweeney, Megan Thee Stallion, Anya Taylor-Joy. That's the Queen's Gambit. Here we go. Sydney Sweeney, constantly viral these days. Megan Thee Stallion, nobody twerks like her. Anya Taylor-Joy. Come on, that's a good one.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard for you guys.
It's not that hard.
Oh, really? Okay.
Anya Taylor-Jones bites it.
Oh, you're killing Anya Taylor-Joy? I love her.
Joy? Jones? Whatever Joy. It is. I don't know. Yeah, she's going to have to die in this one.
Oh.
I don't know. I think I would feel... I really want to just do Megan Thee Stallion. If I could live up to any kind of standard that she's used to, I would marry her. But I have a feeling that that ride's going to buck me off, send me flying with a smile on my face, nonetheless.
I like your reasoning.
But here, I would say that I wouldn't be able to, after the fact, look her in the eye without being like, sorry about that. I tried my hardest, but...
Oh, honey, it's okay. I could tell you were trying hard.
And then I'd marry the other one.
Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, I'd marry her.
Okay.
I would marry Anya Taylor-Joy. I would kiss Sydney Sweeney, and I'd kill Megan Thee Stallion, because I there's no way I could live up to anything.
Oh, you're using the same. You don't even want to give it a try.
No.
Oh, I want to fail miserably, or at least try to, you know, live up to some kind of standard. But she, have you ever seen her do that thing she can do?
Yeah. Yes. The hip snap thing where she's going to break
you.
Well,
and the clapping.
Yes, that
There's
too.
There's a clapping thing that happens back there that you go, how in the heck?
I know.
I'd be so intimidated. No.
I'll go
right,
in.
Right, she'd be coming at you and you'd just be like, okay, I'm so sorry. I think I'm in the wrong place. But I think I would give that a try. I would kill Sydney Sweeney, marry Anya Taylor-Joy, and I would definitely be like, well, let's just see what happens with Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay.
I will kiss her.
Go on, Bob.
I would kill Anya Taylor-Joy. She low-key hasn't been in anything good since Queen's Gambit.
I agree.
I freaking love her so much.
The last Mad Max movie.
Oh, I loved her in that.
Yeah.
A lot of CG in that, though.
Yeah, but it was good, though.
In the second one?
Furiosa, I think it's called.
Furiosa,
I actually
yeah.
haven't seen it yet, but...
Oh, it's surprisingly good. I love the Mad Max world anyway, but it's a surprisingly good one.
It was solid.
Okay, good to know. And I would kiss Sydney Sweeney just for the story.
Oh.
You know, get some tidbits on her, a little tea.
Oh, boy.
And I would marry Megan Thee Stallion. I think I would just be, you know, a kept lady.
Oh.
I would follow her around on tour. I'd make sure her matcha was right. Keep her happy.
I also.
Whatever you want, Megan.
If I could, like I said, if I didn't feel completely insecure about, I mean, right now she's going out with Clay Thompson, former Splash brother. I mean, he's still a Splash, but he's on, it doesn't matter. The point is, if I could live up to it, if she was like, that was fantastic.
Let's do it again.
I'm with you. Mm-hmm. I would be glad for that. I don't know that I see it, you know.
Working out.
Well, she's skilled. Mm. I've seen her dance.
Yeah. Anytime you see her, it's usually that's the angle too. Someone's on the ground like just looking up and going, oh my God, this lady just knocked me out. I'm just going to take a quick video of that. This is Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
All right, the next Kiss, Marry, Kill, right, go.
This is the last round, okay? This is our billionaire trouble boys. Kiss, Marry, Kill. Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg.
This is lame. There's no winning this one.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
But you're rich in all three scenarios.
All right.
Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg. It is. It's actually.
Way to make it not fun.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
You are absolutely right.
You know,
like,
what?
I
disagree with myself.
You make it not fun. You make it not fun. You get all excited and you make it not fun.
Why don't you go first, Sarah?
All right. I'm going to marry Jeff Bezos. And the reason is that.
He's been in the gym.
I guess so.
You like a googly eye?
No, it's that he's, I think he's the oldest of the three of them.
Uh-huh.
So.
Oh, so he'll die the soonest?
Maybe.
Wow.
I like the way you think.
Well, also, I mean, that guy's got the biggest yacht. It's so big, he has to have a companion yacht. I can definitely hide on there somewhere and just get away from him. I think I would, actually, this one is really, I actually apologize for this one. This one's terrible. I'll kiss Mark Zuckerberg and I'll kill Elon Musk. Elon has really let me down. Anybody else want to?
You were a fan.
Same.
Like, you absolutely followed that
Borderline
guy.
Borderline crushed on Elon Musk. He has really let me down.
I always knew he was crazy.
Okay, what would you do?
I'd do the same thing.
Anybody else?
I am marrying Zuck. I am doing Bezos, and I also will have a good one.
Three for three so far, killing Elon Musk. What do you think, Maddie?
I think just for sport, I'll kiss Elon Musk. Good, and then
that was a good kiss.
I will marry Jeff Bezos, and I'll kill Mark Zuckerberg.
Mm. Oh boy,
he'd probably try to impregnate you, Maddie.
You can do that from kissing? Whoa. All right, what's going on?
Elon could.
With his new patented mouth device.
Left-handers in the best state after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
I guess so. That's that me espresso. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Bob's Movie Club. Tomorrow, 6 o'clock hour. Join Sarah and Vinny for Bob's Movie Club. This time around, the movie is Royal Tenenbaums. The Royal Tenenbaums! Which is a Wes Anderson movie. You're, what, halfway through?
A little less than half, but it is star-studded. I forgot how star-studded.
Yeah.
Very, very.
I can't wait to hear everybody's thoughts on it. I think I said this yesterday. It's probably like the third time I've watched that movie. And I really started to notice different things in it this time. Anyway, get yourself caught up because tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., we're going to be talking about the Royal Tenenbaums on Bob's Movie Club. Oops. I almost hit the wrong button.
No oops.
I almost hit the next song.
Oh.
That would have been bad.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank is all about community, and it shows. Once again, they've been named the top Bay Area corporate philanthropist.
Sweet.
And here's the best part. It's thanks to you. When you bank with Fremont Bank, a portion of their earnings goes right back into making our cities healthier, happier, and more vibrant. Check out FremontBank.com and learn more. That's FremontBank.com. Here's what's happening. Weather-wise, we've got morning clouds. It was a little drizzly out there this morning, so thick. It was a little wet down there, but we should see plenty of sunshine today. And highs in the upper 70s. So we're starting to come down temp-wise, but still very nice summer days. Very nice. And if you're just going back to school, welcome back.
Thanks.
You know.
Yeah. I hope it's a great year.
It's that time of year.
It is. Well, it feels early, but it is, in fact, that time of year.
That was one of the, you see people talk about it, whether it's on Facebook or whatever, that we remember not going back to school till September. So you've got that ingrained in you. And then each time it comes up, I mean, most parents are like, oh, it's already here?
Oh, thank God.
Oh.
Let me drop you off.
Yes. August sounds great.
Mm. August 1st? Can we go with August 1st?
Happy International Left-Handers Day, everyone. Roughly 1 in 10 people worldwide are lefties.
Southpaw.
This is one of those things that it's like, and it runs in families. So
oh, does it?
Maka's lefty.
Oh.
And Isla is lefty.
Oh. It does make it, everything's geared for a right-hand person's world.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But it's weird because you go, like, she plays guitar the other way.
Oh, wow. So do you specially string a guitar?
I went and got her. I went to Bananas.
Sure.
And got her, not a really nice one, because, you know, we don't know if she's going to take to it. But I got her a little Strat. And,
oh, nice.
And it's a lefty. So.
You know what's funny about playing guitar is that I feel like I'm much more dexterous with my right hand, and yet that's my strumming hand. But I think that's because it's dominant, you know, like you and here you are doing all this crazy stuff, making chords and moving around the keypad with your left hand. Like it feels like
the other way
would be the opposite.
When I was a little boy and my dad had one of those acoustic guitars in the house, you know, the one I think he was going to learn to play and then never did. but it sat around. And then when I was old enough, I went, I'm going to play guitar. And I went in and I didn't know anything about it other than playing Ace Frehley in Kiss with a tennis racket.
Oh, sure.
Like that's what I knew how to do at the end. So I get into the lesson with this guy who's a teacher and he goes, well, let's begin here. And he takes the guitar and turns it around and he goes, you aren't left-handed, are you? And I went, no. And he goes, and you have it upside down. It's strung for right-handedness. So you're playing it. And I said, I know, but it feels better this way to me. And he said, you are going to be playing right-handed.
Yeah.
That's your first thing. You just learned
that. We're going to start with that.
You're going to learn right-handed. That's just, that's that.
And it is
he
funny
decided
that, well, that's probably for the best.
Mm-hmm.
There is something about, I don't know, like you're, I guess if you're keeping a solid beat and that's, you know, what your strumming is about, like maybe it does make more sense. But isn't it, it does feel counterintuitive to me too. Like, why would I be doing all the fancy stuff with my left
other,
hand,
right,
which I can't even do, I can't even write with.
And meanwhile, that's all you're fingering.
Yeah, all of it.
Lefty.
Yep.
Anyway, 1 in 10 lefties. Today's your day. Happy International Left-Handers Day. 1 in 10 worldwide are lefties. So.
Incredible. That's actually a higher percentage than I thought.
Yeah, I'm like I said, I didn't know that Maka was left-handed until my daughter was left-handed, and then she went, oh, that's for me.
Oh, how funny.
I don't know if genetics play a role in it or not, but...
It would make sense, I guess, right?
This list is wrong.
Oh, okay.
Because California rules, but it's not even in the top 5 of best states to live in, according to Wallet Hub.
Oh, well.
They looked at all this stuff to figure out that Massachusetts is the top state in America to live in.
Why do they think that?
They look at all the stuff.
So this is money-based then? It must be like tax rates and average income.
There are 51 key indicators of livability.
All right.
So they looked at all this stuff. They range from housing cost to income growth to education rate to quality of hospitals. And Massachusetts comes in at number. Now, you grew up there.
I loved it.
You loved that
state.
I've
just spent my whole vacation in Massachusetts.
Idaho, number 2.
Idaho.
Jersey, Wisconsin, Minnesota. The top 5 states to live in. California came in very far down the list.
It's really expensive to live here.
It is.
Housing is outrageous here.
Utah was 8. New York was 9.
Wow. Well, once you get into upstate New York, like you can get a really nice spread for a lot less money than you can here.
Montana at 15. Nebraska at 20. Vermont at 21. So there's a bunch of those New England states kind of high on the list.
In a way, I'm surprised it isn't things like Florida, Nevada, and Oregon where there's no... Is Oregon a no state income tax?
I think so.
Yeah. There's a few that are... although they can make up for that in property taxes and sales tax.
They'll get you one way or another, won't they? California, on this list of livability, this list of the best states to live in, California came in 32. The worst state is New Mexico.
Really?
West Virginia came in at 42.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
What do you mean, yeah?
I get it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Why?
There's not a lot of jobs.
Jobs.
New Mexico came in below Alaska.
What was the name of the list?
It's by Wallet Hub. It's called The Best States to Live In. And they,
based on these 51.
Yeah, they look at livability and they range from housing costs, income growth, to education rate.
I wonder if it's because New Mexico, well.
Have you been to New Mexico? It's just rocks.
I have been. We stayed in Albuquerque one night and I saw my first tumbleweed.
You know what's weird is I wouldn't think of New Mexico really at all. But I remember hearing that they have one of the best ski resorts in the world. Like, isn't it called Taos?
Oh, that's in New Mexico?
Isn't it?
Taos is in New Mexico, yeah.
I think that they must have like high desert at some point in it. I do think of it as being a desert, just flat, you know?
Well, that's
but there's
it.
A lot of retirement stuff there, right? Like people love the dry climate in New Mexico. Is it Santa Fe there?
Taos, Ski Valley, New Mexico. That's what I was thinking of. Hmm. Maybe it's not as cool as I've heard, though. I've never been.
I've heard of it, though. So
you
fact,
have?
Yeah, well, the fact that you've... I would have never said it was in New Mexico.
Well, anyway, New Mexico, 50.
The worst place to live, according to Wallet Hub.
And, that, yeah.
And Massachusetts, number one. That is actually very surprising to me. My parents always called Massachusetts Taxachusetts. Taxachusetts.
Well, they never lived in California. We're number one at that.
We are the best. We have topped that list so long.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Just aside from the livability, you know, states in our union, the 2025 healthiest places to live in America. I do this because Berkeley, number one.
The town of Berkeley.
Berkeley.
Is the healthiest place to live in America.
A clean place to live. Everybody is friendly, educated, and more. Cambridge.
Oh, that's where Harvard is.
Comes in at number two. Irvine, California comes in at number... Well, I mean, I grew up there, but I was...
That's your hometown.
You know, I was living with some people at the time. I didn't really have much say in things.
Mm, still.
But yes.
Your place makes the
That's
list.
Where I grew up. Seattle comes in at 5. San Francisco comes in at 7. Pasadena comes in at number 9 of the best cities to live in.
No, the healthiest cities.
Healthiest cities, which...
That's Smog Central.
Also, Altadena, the city nearby, just burned. And burned hard. It was part of that...
The Palisades.
Yeah, the Palisades. That Altadena was burning at the same time the Palisades fire was going. And they all... My buddies... sister lived in Altadena and they just got back into their house.
Oh my God.
And on top of that, they just get back in the head. Like there was no damage to the home, but the smoke damage, they had to gut the place. Gut it. And then they finally allowed back in their home and there's a bear living on their street. Like everyone had been gone for so long that this bear is...
This is a great neighborhood. Hey, boo-boo, I found us a new place to live. From the picnic basket.
What? Yeah, this is her car.
Ranger Smith won't
in her driveway, and that bear now lives right in the neighborhood. The bear's in the picture by the car.
Do you think the bear will leave? Or is the bear like, listen?
I'm sure if people...
try to push me out of this neighborhood. That's rude.
If the people come back, the bear will probably leave. But
Or he'll be like... wow, these trash cans used to be so, so empty.
A new study found living the simple life really does make us happier. They broke it down into 5 main attributes. You might be living the simple life if you don't buy a ton of junk, or if you're self-sufficient, or if you buy local, or if you're not wasteful.
Those are all simple life things.
These are all simple life things. People who keep it simple, don't work too much, don't buy too much. Like they don't have junk piling up around them, you know? I think that even when we have a hobby and we love something, I don't need 10 skateboards, but I have 10 skateboards.
Got to get that one into the mix.
I really do need this one. This one's gonna...
I never use it, but I love it. The artwork on the deck, come on.
Do you have one I could borrow?
Yes. Cool. I'll bring you one tomorrow.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Do you also have elbow pads, knee pads, and a helmet for
I have that stuff.
Great.
Yeah.
How do you get to work, Miss? I don't have a car.
I take the bus.
At 4 in the morning?
Yes. I thought my bus was getting cut because they cut a very small amount of bus routes that were a little redundant. But it turns out the bus I take, because it's so early, it's an owl. So it was not cut. So yeah, I take the bus 4:57 a.m.
Oh. Will you be using the skateboard as transpo from there to here?
Maybe one day.
Oh, okay.
Certainly not yet.
Oh, you're...
I'm new.
Oh, you're going to learn. Okay.
Yeah. So I have a longboard that I'm borrowing from a friend, but it's so heavy.
I was going to give you a smaller one because you want to be able to.
Yeah. I think that's ideal for me. So that's perfect.
And I'm going to put soft, smooshy wheels on it so that you can roll over everything.
Please.
Without it sticking on those little acorns or little pebbles and you go, ah.
Yes, please. I will be practicing in the street.
Okay. I got you.
Ah, I'm so excited.
We're going to need to see that on Instagram.
Of course.
Going to go set some jumps up for her too?
No, I actually will try to be careful. I would love to see you first get incrementally good, and then I'll take you to the skate park. But for now, let's just learn to go straight on flat ground.
Where's the brake on this thing? Where's the steering wheel?
Anyway, this story says they define simple life by breaking it into 5 categories. If you don't do all these things, if you do all these things, you're currently living the simple life.
Okay.
Material simplicity. You don't buy a lot of stuff you don't need. Self-sufficiency. That includes things like cooking most of your meals and growing food in a garden. Maybe even as much as making your own coffee can help you be considered self-sufficient.
That'll probably be the only one that I even come close to. Because although we did go to In-N-Out yesterday. So that's it. I'm not on that list.
Hey, you're going to Michael's today.
No, tomorrow.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Gotta go for French dip day.
Local procurement. You buy local.
Yeah, I don't do that.
So not someone who buys everything on Amazon, they say. They actually wrote that there.
Well, it is the easiest, so...
Resource conservation. You don't waste food. You repair things instead of replace them. Let's see.
That is, it's a good thing to strive for, that. You know, don't just buy what you need. That's what's one of the nicest things about my personal, the house that I live in, is I can walk to a Whole Foods or a Safeway. So we don't have to go for that giant. We can sit there at 2 o'clock and go, I'm thinking about, and then walk to the grocery. I love that. It's just, oh, just amazing.
Beneficence.
Oh.
Do you know what that means?
To be a person who's like a philanthropist, maybe?
They say this is the most important one on the Simple Life list. It's sharing skills, resources, and helping build your community.
Oh, beneficence.
Beneficence.
Hmm.
So.
I know some people who do a lot of volunteering and stuff, and I always think that is just that. I feel like they're a better person than I am. Like that's a good person who
they
does
say,
that.
Beneficence, in other words, means you're close and generous with your neighbors. So if you need a cup of sugar and your first instinct is to Instacart it, you're probably not living the simple life.
Mm.
We share with our neighbors all the plenty of people come and knock on the door and eggs. Yeah, we got you.
Oh, that's what my girlfriend, Lisa, she texted me the other morning. She's like, I'm so sorry. I know it's 8 a.m. Do you have any milk? I'm like, oh, as I'm pouring milk into my coffee, I'll be right over.
Oh,
yeah.
You brought it over?
She lives right near me. So I walked it over to her and then she's like, so come on in. I'm like, my coffee's at the house. I'm going. Well, see you later.
Here's your milk. Nice of you to give it. I'm surprised you didn't say, I'll put it on the porch.
Oh, well, it's a little condo. She's right there.
Oh, all right.
I'll put it on the porch and run for it. That is what I wanted to do, Vin, but I was trying to, be neighborly.
Right. The study found most of the stuff on this list leads to a stronger social bonds, and that's the main reason they make us happier. The more community you have, the happier you'll be.
And the simpler you can keep it. You're not trying to fill any holes with stuff you bought when you've got a community around you. And I think that's it's something to aspire to. That's really difficult, some of that stuff.
You mean the hole in my heart? Is that what you're talking about? This thing I buy will finally make me happy.
I can cram this skateboard in there, fill that hole in my heart.
It's gonna be the board.
These shoes have got to, I have to cram them right in there, fill the hole in my heart.
Right? Shoes? Is that where you find it?
Shoes fill the
You're
hole
happy?
In my heart.
You're happy, okay.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. It's a big hole. Needs a lot of filling.
Mm.
More shoes.
Yeah.
Right.
Just a pro tip. Don't ask Maddie about shoes. Unless you really want to talk about shoes.
Oh, have you had a nice chat with him or two about shoes?
Well, we talked about shoes on the show this morning, and then we talked more about other shoes a few minutes ago.
What do you want to know?
Nothing.
I have a question. So you have
I just said don't do it.
No, I have a question. So you have a lot of sneakers. I've seen those. You have. Do you have a similar or matching number of dress shoes?
I have an appropriate number of dress shoes. I've got a couple pair of brown dress shoes and a nice pair of black dress shoes, but I don't go nuts for those.
So the total is 3 of those.
Yeah.
And 100 of the sneaker varietal.
Do you have any cowboy boots?
I can't. My feet are too big. I wear a size 12 and I can't.
Hear that, ladies?
I look like I'm wearing flippers when I wear cowboy boots. They look ridiculous on me. I wish I could.
Giant feet.
Is it because the pointy toe comes out past this? So you're saying makes you look...
I look ridiculous. Yeah, I tried them on once and my wife at the time, Shauna, said... Or my wife, Shauna, she said...
wife at the time.
I don't even know what she is now.
You look like a clown.
Oh,
that's harsh.
Why do girls feel free?
Because when
this
you're
this is what I was saying
on.
The other day. I walk in, she goes, "Oh, the mustache is back." Wait, why?
Because you guys don't understand subtlety.
Yeah.
So if we try and say it nicely,
right.
You don't hear
yes.
it.
Oh, so you just need to clobber us on the head with it.
Yes. Yeah.
Maddie's like, "What do you think about these big orange cowboy boots? You look like a clown."
Because by the time we've told you 3 times,
and you still
in a nice way, right. You haven't heard it. So it just seems like, why are you always yelling at me?
You know what I will say, Bob, is that's an actual answer. I will accept that. That we don't pick up what you're putting down the
agree.
First 20 times. So you get to the point where you just have to throttle us.
And also,
right.
they don't
what
wanna...
are you so mad about? What?
They're saving us in a lot of ways. Because I know, like, I put on stuff and I thought I looked good and was told later, you can't
lose
wear
the beaver
you
cap,
can't wear
dude.
Purple and orange and yellow all together. It looks ridiculous.
Unless you're actually going to a clown party.
Do, 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 do.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to try and make it up to you with a better Kiss, Marry, Kill. Plus, K-pop demon hunters and a very expensive guitar.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.